Welcome to Mental Health Insights. My name is Craig, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how tracking your mood and your behaviors can lead to better mental health. This episode actually comes after the few episodes that we just produced that talk a little bit about sleep and talk a little bit about nutrition. It's really had me reflecting a lot on my own overall health. And overall health for me also includes mental health. And one of the things that I've come to understand is that we as human beings, it becomes so easy for us to just normalize things or become desensitized to experiences that we have, whether or not that is, you know, normalizing not getting enough sleep and always being tired or always just feeling horrible and just thinking that this is just my new normal. And the reason I think that this is important is because we can be feeling terrible days, weeks, months, years on end and not even recognize that this is a serious issue. Feeling bad, feeling poorly can become our new baseline. And this is a huge danger. And, I know that for me personally, until I started paying very close attention to my sleep and how I feel every night, every day that I get up, until I started really paying attention to that, I would have thought that I had fine sleep. I am a person that gives myself about 9 hours of opportunity sleep. So what I mean is that the time that I lay down to the time that I get up is usually right around 9 hours or maybe around 8.5. So that accounts for times that I may get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, or accounts for times that it may take me to initially fall asleep. And just because I give myself the opportunity for that much definitely doesn't mean I sleep that much. And this is something that I would not have become aware of until I went in and got a brain scan done of my own brain and discovered from that brain scan that whenever I close my eyes, my brain tries to catch up on sleep, meaning and indicating that it's not getting enough sleep and that I'm actually missing most of my deep stage of sleep. So for me, I had always thought that my sleep was doing pretty fine. But now that I think about, now that I know that there was an issue around that, I can look back and I can remember that actually I haven't always felt like this. I used to wake up in the morning and be ready to jump out of bed. And I always thought maybe this is just a thing with getting older, but you know, it actually wasn't that long ago for me. I was an early bird where I could wake up really, really early and be fully rested. And over time, I had started to think that my new normal was waking up and feeling tired. I mean, I could still get up and I could still do things. And, you know, I could still get up and exercise most days and make what I would feel like are intelligent decisions and different things like that. But at the end of the day, whenever I started making notes of how I was sleeping, and whenever I started paying close attention to how I actually felt, I started to discover that, wait a second, my sleep is actually not so great. In fact, it's terrible in a lot of ways. So as I started to focus on it and keep track of how I felt, I started the process of noticing what would I do? Okay, what time would I try to get to bed? You know, even if I gave myself around the same sleep opportunity, I wasn't always going to bed at the same time. You know, how active was my mind before I went to sleep? You know, how physically exhausted was I, or how mentally exhausted was I? Did I consume alcohol close to bed? Or did I eat close to bed? Or did I have a big fight with my wife before I went to sleep? You know, all those different things I started to really pay attention to, and I started to really try to track so I can get an idea of what was my mood like whenever I went to bed and what behaviors did I exhibit because of this. And whenever I tracked this, I discovered quite a few things. One, I discovered that it became pretty easy for me to draw a pattern between what I would do that would make it so that I'd wake up the next day and I wouldn't feel real rested, and what I could do that whenever I did wake up the next day, I felt a little better rested, right? It didn't make such a huge difference that all of a sudden I was, full of energy and full of life like I used to remember, but it did have a big impact in just being able to find an inkling of control that could work. And the only reason I was able to discover any of this pattern was because I was paying really good attention, really close attention to it. So if that worked around my, if that worked around my sleep and just would help just a little bit, maybe I could start doing it around other things. So I started tracking how I eat and my eating habits. And I noticed really quick that in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm recording this from, there is a soda called Fitz's Root Beer that is phenomenal. And there is a place down the road whenever I get lunch and I see the Fitz's Root Beer and I'm like, oh man, that sounds great. So sometimes with my lunch, I will get a Fitz's Root Beer. And I notice that whenever I drink that Fitz's Root Beer, that my cravings for candy explode. I want to eat all of my favorite candies, and there is a store right across the street that has all my favorite candies in it that I know of, and it's very tempting for me. So I notice there is a pattern, right? I know that my mood changes after I drink a Fitz's Root Beer, and the way that my mood changes is that I get cravings for other sugary things, namely my candy that I am so infatuated with. And whenever so the fact that I noticed that pattern, one, I only notice it because I'm tracking it, but it helps inform me a little more that if I want that Fitz's Root Beer, now I can expect that that's going to change a little bit about the mood that I may be in, right? What I may be in the mood for, to eat or anything like that. I also noticed that there are certain foods that I can eat that make me really sluggish and tired. And whenever I eat those foods, it feels like I want to take a nap right away. So me paying attention and noticing these different things is instrumental in helping me make better decisions. Because if I know that, for me being a therapist, often I end up working long hours during a day, and I, put different breaks in during that day the best that I can. And I know that if I eat one of these big meals that's going to make me sluggish and slow, then I am going to have a very, very difficult day of work. So I just try my best not to eat those types of foods. I try my best not to have my Fitz's Root Beers or anything like that on those days so that I get distracted a lot less and I feel less like I want to take a nap in the middle of the day, which is something that I don't always get time to do. So that means that being able to track and understand how things impact us is something that's super important. And it's been super important to me. And I want to actually encourage you that maybe this can be important for you too. Those of us that are suffering from different physical or mental health related issues, for us to get an idea of how certain moods and result in certain behaviors and how that affects our mental health. Let me talk a little bit about myself and my own mental health, and maybe you can kind of draw some connections between yourself and I. So whenever I don't get enough sleep, I know that my mood is usually poor because I am much more likely to be angry or short with people. So that means that I'd start paying attention to my sleep, like I spoke about earlier. If I know that me being tired also makes it a lot harder for me to focus and pay attention and stay engaged, then I have to pay attention to my sleep. If I notice that whenever I'm really tired from me eating, and like I said, that makes it harder for me to concentrate and pay attention, then I have to focus on my eating. I have to notice patterns around these things if I want to help myself feel better. If I've been consistently feeling bad, I've been consistently feeling down, then I have to start keeping track of what is going on in my life and what are these things that I'm doing so that I can try to recognize some type of pattern, right? I know for me that if I work out or I exercise once a day for a very short period of time, then for me, I end up feeling better and more energized that day. I've recognized this pattern a while ago. And so recognizing it, I put it to use for me, right? To help me whenever I need to alter my mood. There's certain podcasts I listen to that I know that will affect my mood and behavior. There is certain music that I listen to that I know will affect my mood and behavior. And the whole reason I know this is because I pay attention to it. So many of us, including me a lot of times, we go through our life without paying attention to how things affect us. We go through our life without paying attention about the mood and the behaviors. So this is something that's really practical. It's really easy. For those of you that have cell phones, usually most of them have like a little like notebook or notepad app or anything like that, that where you can record things, or I'm a physical notebook kind of person, or I can jot down something really quick, or I'll do a quick input on my calendar so that you can notice different patterns. Or maybe some of you guys are, instead of daily, people that kind of list down different things, maybe some of you are like weekly, where you guys will sit down for a week and like, okay, let me go through every day and see how I was and try to really hone in on some of these patterns. Because the more and more that we recognize these patterns, the more and more we recognize these moods and these behaviors, then the more and more likely we can help ourselves feel better. One of the things that my wife has been doing recently, as of right now when I'm recording this, is she has started to recognize that she has not felt good for a really long time. Physically, she has not felt good. She's been slower and sluggish and cranky and all these different things that have shown up for her. And so what she does is she starts to really pay attention to, all right, what am I eating? What am I doing? And after a while, she notices a pattern that I snack a lot. I've been eating a lot, especially high sugar things. And because she noticed this pattern, she started to make an alteration, like, okay, well, let me experiment a little bit, or let me be curious about this. And she started eliminating certain foods from her diet. And whenever she was able to do this eliminating certain foods, all of a sudden she's noticed that her mood has improved. She's gotten better sleep. She feels better. And she has more energy. Those are big deals, right? All just because she started paying attention. And this all starts because, like, for her and for me and hopefully for you too, you start to recognize that my new baseline isn't correct, right? My new normal isn't always correct. So sometimes we feel like we are doing well and we feel like this is just us on a good day. Whenever often we're actually lying to ourselves. We've normalized not feeling great. We've normalized feeling sluggish, or we've normalized feeling tired. We've normalized being irritable or different things like that, right? So, or we normalize being anxious, or we normalize being stressed. Whenever we normalize things like that, and it's probably one of the most dangerous things that we can do. Whenever we normalize those things, we don't do anything to stop it. We don't do anything to stop it from progressing. And that is a frightening thing, right? There wasn't very long ago, just a couple months as of the time that I'm recording this, that I thought that me waking up and being tired was just normal. And, you know, that's just because I have a little son running around, or, you know, that's just because I'm really busy in my life, or whatever it is, or, you know, this is, you know, I got plenty of sleep, so like things should be fine, or this is just, you know, this is normal. If I would have continued that lie for me, I never would have started paying attention to sleep. So this is my invitation to you, those of you listening right now. You may be feeling like whatever it is that you're going through is normal. The only thing I would ask you is maybe to be curious about the idea that whatever it is that you're feeling or experiencing, maybe it's not normal. Maybe there's more to than what you even know right now to what's going on with you. Maybe you can feel better. And one of the ways to help you feel better is to first recognize the mood, the behaviors that go along with how you operate in your everyday life. Take a short list, right? Start to monitor your sleep. Start to monitor the food that you eat. Start to monitor like how your relationships feel. Start to monitor like, all right, how did I do today at work? How did I do today at school? How did I do today, you know, with my spouse? How did I do today with my kids? You know, how did I feel today? Was I really irritated today, or was I just really tired, or was I just stressed all day, right? Have an idea and be curious about what are the moods and what are the behaviors that are going on. You know, some people do this with a diary or a journal where they just start to, you know, work around and they start to write about how they feel, and then you can go back and review it to look for some of these patterns that we're talking about. Look for some of these patterns to help you do better, to help you feel better. And that's something that's super important, things to help you feel better. And this is just, you know, this is just this, right? You know, one of the things that may be less noticeable or anything, my wife and I, we have two dogs, and we go ahead and we vacuum probably like once every 2 weeks or something like that. And we kind of notice that whenever we vacuum once every 2 weeks, our house feels pretty good, feels pretty clean. If we vacuum once every 3 weeks, it doesn't feel as good because we pay attention to it. How does that third week feel? Oh, it doesn't quite feel as good as the second. It doesn't feel as good as the first. Like, oh, I don't know. The floor just doesn't look as good. And not only does the floor not look as good, like if whenever our little son rolls around on the floor, now he's dog hair all over him. Oh, that can't be great. Oh my gosh, we're probably breathing in dog hair all the time. Right? So whenever we pay attention to different things like that, it helps us to identify what are some of the contributing factors to how we feel, right? What are some of these contributing factors to our mood? And that's really what we want to find out. That if I'm feeling chronically sad or I'm feeling chronically down, I want to know what is all the things that are compiling into this. Is it my relationships? Is it the cleanliness of my house? The amount of stress that I'm going through? Well, is that stress financial? Is that stress relational? Is that stress because I'm trying to lose weight? Or is that stress because, you know, I don't ever get to hang out with my friends? Or is that stress because it's been rainy for a week? Or whatever it may be, us having an idea and really paying attention to how these different things affects us can make huge differences in how we approach to helping ourselves feel better. If I know that whenever it's dark and cloudy outside, that I'm going to be feeling just not as great, well, then I may try to balance it out with something that helps me feel a little better. Maybe I'll have, you know, some of my favorite music playing in the background while I'm going around the house. Or maybe I'll start to clean because I know that that just helps organize my mind. Or, you know, or maybe I'll be like, hey, you know what? I just want to watch a really good movie. So I can try to do different things to try to balance out how I feel, especially whenever I have an idea of what helps me feel good, what doesn't let me feel good so much, and how do all these different things interact, right? How do all these different things contribute to my overall mood? And the first thing that it starts with, keeping track of it, recognizing it, right? Being conscious of it. And today, that's my encouragement for you, is to try to start paying attention to how things make you feel, how they contribute to your mood. Write them down in whatever way best suits you, whether or not it's on your phone, in a notebook, trying to keep mental tallies of things, whatever it may be. If you want to improve and you want to move towards feeling better and having a better life, then you have to start paying attention to your sleep. you'd start paying attention to what you eat. You'd start paying attention to how your relationships are. You have to start paying attention to how does the weather affect your mood, right? How does certain foods, how does, me playing with my dog or my animal, how does me interacting with my kid affect my mood, right? If you go and you are around your kid for 20 minutes and it just aggravates you and it frustrates you, that may not mean that you're a bad parent. It means that things had to be put in place to help you have a better experience around your kid, right? Whether or not that's trying to set certain structural things, or whether or not that's like, hey, we need a structured activity, or we just need something to do together. That must have been at the top of my mind because I had just talking to somebody about kids and about how they affect our mood. But the overall goal of this is to help you have control of your life. And the first step in taking control is noticing how things affect you. And for most of us, we have a hard time remembering things, so it's best to keep track of it so that you can recognize those patterns. So I hope that this the short episode here was a little bit helpful for you, because I know that it's been helpful for me and just helping me understand how things impact me and work towards having a more control over my physical and my mental health. So again, thank you for listening to this episode of Mental Health Insights. Mental Health Insights is a product of Life Care Counseling. If you've enjoyed this episode or perhaps other episodes that you've listened to, one of the things that I encourage you to do is go ahead and give us a 5-star rating on whatever listening app that you are listening to us on, or if you can give us a review, that would be wonderful, and so that more people can find us and they can get access to this free information. All right, until next time, we wish you all well. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. The music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.